talk to one another about how good they are. And then you see somebody say, what did they talk about? And a lot of times they're saying they can't remember. A lot of times we can't remember to get out of our house. We ought to pay a little more attention, son. We ought to try and get a hold of it a little bit better. I'm thankful today to be a child. God, I want to leave Obama. I don't want to bother people. It's been one of my warfares in trying to work for God is the fact that people have gotten to the world that they don't want to stay up, Brother Charlie, over this day in 20 minutes. And I declare it's hard to get anything out of the Bible in this day in 20 minutes. It's hard for God to get into the Word of God and deal in it, Brother Ben, that we're been in this day in 20 minutes if you can just sit down. I'd like to, if God would help me, but I want to read. I told as I'm in this presence tabernacle to search with your mind by way of remembering.
Yeah.
Now, son of God, we need to remember God. We need to remember the ways of God. And we get this memory set up, things of God, through somebody talking to us and telling us about what. A lot of people think you stir this up by laying on a pan. But you don't think of God. You set it up by talking about it. That faith comes by what? Faith by the Word of God. So faith is another thing that's needed that we hear is the Word of God. I want to read something in the 5th chapter of Galatians if God will help me. Now, if God will deal with the things of God, I'd like to talk about it. But if God won't deal with it, I'd like to step back down. Oh, it says to one man, I said, God, real good to me. I said, it's time to let me stand up and read and talk. And then it's time to help me to stand up and read and talk. And it's a great difference in it, Father God. But any man has a mind to get up and read. So when God can do it, it's a different story.
This thing works like it's supposed to.
And you talk in a way to work. When I come into that person's presence, I can't have much use or much confidence in him, then if you aren't careful, you need to fire. You'll be enough of it said, let it be in, that it's just the work people can't have meeting together. They can't come into one another's presence, and then think of God, we're in trouble. Say, young brother, that man is mad. When I get upset and you get mad, there's a possibility we're going to have quite a bit of play about it. We're going to talk to one another, that we can to talk a little bit. You see, I want to talk to one another. I don't talk much, but I play guns like a lot of people that have. A lot of people. Boy, I tell you what, if I never heard anything at all about you and I hadn't heard it from, then if I never heard anything at all bad about you, what's the one of these wall boys came over and started talking about the bomb? Say, you did, step out of one chair, but I tell what I heard you. Yeah. 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 But if you die and devour one another, the very one that you talk about today, could be a man that could save your soul tomorrow. The very one that you put down the day they started could be a man that reaches and pulls you out of the fire. So you see, whether I own it, God didn't give a man the Holy Ghost that eat it out of you's heart. And we all need it in the body, faith. But if you bide and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. If I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I believe when a man or a woman receives the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I believe the Spirit of God comes into a man's life. I believe the blood of Christ comes into them clean and fired up. Then the Spirit of God comes into a man's life to abide. I believe the Spirit of God is within a man all the time. But I don't believe man's in the Spirit of God all the time. At times I don't believe that the Spirit leaves a man. And he just lets the natural man take charge. And he does that kind of bad thing that he gets himself in trouble over the doing of God. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the marriage one to another. So that you cannot do the thing that you would. You know the things that I'm choosing to do. And it now is wrong to me obey the flesh. Do you know the flesh is going to take the easiest route? The flesh is going to do the things that the flesh loves to do. The flesh, if it's something out here, if it's some worldly entertainment out here, do you know the flesh? If you aren't careful, the flesh is going to want to go through it. That's the spirit and the flesh war against one another. The flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are the same, the one to the other. So that you cannot do the things that you would. You remember after the night of the crucified, there were five folks sitting around there before they went up to Jerusalem. They sat around there, and old Peter said, I go up to the sick. And they said, look over here. So he went down there and he preached all night. Next morning, the master appeared along the shore, and the disciples where Peter said, that's Jesus. Peter dirted himself, went over to where he's at, and had a fire built out there. He said, children, have you any meat? And they said, no, it's boiling all night. Then he had this vision on the fire, and then Jesus began to talk to Peter. He said, Simon, love upon me more than these. What would he tell you? Well, I don't think he's talking about that thief, Lord God. He said, Simon, love upon me. The night before, Peter said, I go a fishing. The man that goes to God, very sorry, he'll go where he don't want to go sometimes. He won't go a fishing when he wants to go a fishing. There might be something out there that God wanted him to do, Lord of God. But a lot of times that we're going cross in our own thinking, in our own thinking, and God wants us to do something we haven't got time, brother. That's him, Lord. I remember reading about one of the men just leave them alone. And just tell them the next time. Said, you love me more than these people rich trouble then. He said, now Lord, said, you know all of us. Said, you know all of us. Said, leave them. Said, now when you was young, said, when you was young, before you got the Holy Ghost, Father, you could do as you please. Bless me, a holy man. Said, when you was young, you served yourself. And you go about whatsoever you were. Said, but when you become old, that you'll set forth your hands, and another mouth hurt you, and he'll lead you out when you will not. Boy, before you got the Holy Ghost, you could go to a ball game, take yourself, you could do a lot of that. You could do anything you want. But when you got the Holy Ghost, you had to quit the head.
Still living, I wouldn't want you to risk your soul by going to heaven.
Now that's one of the words of the day. Now I believe that God is talking about qualification. I believe when a man got through with his moment, he received the Holy Ghost with his second one. I don't believe God's going to use that man in a minute. I believe he can be a child of God. I believe that thing's of God. But I believe he can be a child of God and he can edify. He can get up and take the guy and edify the church. But I don't believe God's going to put him in his word. I don't believe that God is a God will. Now, I know things, but this is how it's called. Don't call it. It's almost, I know it. But I know one thing, within a year's time, this could be one of you. It could be that within a year's time, that the day will be facing you in the face. And if it is, thanks to God, I want you to know what to do about it. Adults, and we know if a man goes up and leaves his wife and marries another, he lost the Holy Ghost. I know that, and you know that. I know if a man leaves women, he just needs to leave his wife at home and go out and do everything. I know he's lost the Holy Ghost too, thanks. And you people know that too. But this other thing, that is surely questionable, and some people are going to risk their salvation on this thing. Some people are going to absolutely risk a chance in hell on it over the strength of it. And I wouldn't do it, and I don't want you to do it, people. I tell fornication. We all know what fornication is. Morally. Would you people believe that the immoral of the American people, I'm not talking about those people now, I'm talking about the American nation, would you believe that in the last 25 years that the morals of the American nation has really lowered? Twenty-five to 40 years ago, thanks to God, I never heard of the Lord. He just didn't. He just didn't. When a man and a woman married, they just didn't. And I'm hesitant to mention this thing, but I want to tell you why I'm going to believe some of this has come along. I believe by the means of that it's been so much of this put on the plague and before the crowd. The heroes among our young people is these people that's doing this on.
Yeah,
I believe the time will come. Under the fear of God, I believe the time will come that all these people will want to get themselves.
Yeah.
I really believe it's simple. Because of what you said, look. Say, well, they've got a knob on it. But most of the time, after they've done and said what they're going to do and say, it's too late to turn the knob in. Now I want you to take this platform with you and study about this, too, children. Because I believe God is I believe if you sit there every day or every night and you listen at this man curse and you watch this man drink whiskey and beer and you watch this man make love to this other man's wife, then after a while when your neighbor starts doing that, it's not going to look so bad to you because you're used to it and your children. It's dangerous, God. I know it's dangerous.
God help us.
And then you better watch it between here and the top of the mountain. It's danger over there. But if I said, now, Brother Phil, just as you go down the hill, on the side of that hill over there, there's a machine gun set up over there. Now, it's centered in right on that road, and they're going to shoot every car that comes by. But just this side of that, there's a road that you can turn off. I feel God. Any way you want to talk about this, you get a quiet crowd.
Yeah.
Any way you want to say God is being listened. Because thanks of God, it's something different. It's something that the majority of us is doing things.
And we're going to get to this place called Glory World. We're going to have to be
cheerful.
Amen.
That's
yes. Let me go back. Now, I don't want to be classified as a celebrity because it's been glad you found it. But I want to ask you the program that you want. Of a man loving his wife and his family so much that he puts them in front of God.
as he'll say, I'm going to do for me and my family, and then if I have anything well, or if I have any other task, then I'll try for God.
We better get God as my life. He said he'd let the man to say, I believe every man ought to provide for his family. I believe that thinks of God. But I believe also that every man ought to put God in front of everything. He ought to put God ahead of his family plan. Well, if it's something God wants you to do and the family don't want you to do it, my advice would be go for God. Go for God, thank you. Now the nearest thing that I could come to today to talk about witchcraft would be what you and I refer to as a fortune teller. Yeah, I don't believe in hell. I don't either. I don't go to it to prove that I don't believe in it. I believe 99 and over percentage out in this case. I don't believe they can tell you a thing of it. But it's a very strong possibility that that one you went to wouldn't be that fake. Then you could get in trouble. You know, sorry, I read that one time when Saul was set up as king. When he was set up as king, he thought he put all of them out of the country, Brother Lyle. Later on, Saul led in a way that God withdrew his spirit from him, and he couldn't get no help from God no way. And he told his servants that sick me out a woman that's got a familiar spirit. Well, I'd like to see it, Holy Name. Whenever he found that woman, Saul disguised himself, and he went over to where she was at. She didn't know who he was. He had disguised himself. But whenever she got into that spirit, she noticed it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that spirit wasn't whether she knew who Saul was. But Saul said, alive for all I said. And he said, what is it you want to know? He said, what do you see? That I see an old man. Where was he coming from? He was coming up out of the ground.
Fornication.
Yeah.
A lot of people talk about fornication and adultery.
He was born blind. How is it now, please?
Amen. Now we know this is our son, and we know that he's born blind. But that how he now sees, we know not that he's a big ass deal.
That's a good anchor, too.
And this one,
yeah.
He said, I'm telling you,
Yeah. If he is your chastening, God deals with you. That's your son, I believe I've done said that. Furthermore, we have fathers of the Spirit which corrected us, and we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be a subjection unto the Father of spirits than we own? For verily, they for you that it is half the effect of our own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of being holy. Now, no chastening for a friend of things to be yours, but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yields, afterward it yields a feasible fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised whereby. If I go back up here 6 months from now, or a year from now, I know when you please say his name. I know. I'm moved to see.
You lay down on the
you with me.
Blessed
be the Holy Name, Saints of God. We ought to study the Word of God. You ought to read it over in the house sometime.
Yeah.
You ought to study about it, boys. They all thank them, God, that's their way to you. God, give us the Holy Ghost. That's what it'll take to get us a home in the glory world. But He left His Word here in Brother Hodges for us to go by. And sometimes during a busy day, every busy week, we ought to have the Word of God up and read just a little bit about what He said. Yes, oh, that's what you're interested in. He said, although I speak the tongues of man and of angels and tell my language, I have found His way every Lord of God, even the temple. I believe, thanks to God, that when the children of God humble their hearts down, by the way, whenever they really humble down and lift the mind up to where that day God can deal with it, I don't believe it's impossible for children of God to speak with angels or language.
Well,
I believe they can talk in angel language.
Yeah.
I believe they talk just to God. Saint of God, He said, although I speak with a tongue of man and of angel, then how not charity? You know what charity is?
It's love.
It's love. I got it.
The love
I have. I love God.
You know, God, I love you.
Charity goes a little deeper.
Charity goes a little deeper.
Yeah.
A little deeper than that.
This house is supposedly all in the mountain yard, and this house got on fire. And you'd be on the smoke fall from the fire, going smoke going up in the fire. And somebody started back into this house. And wouldn't you, if they're going to walk into this house, and you, if they walked into this house, it wouldn't be any way that they'd get back. We'd do everything we could. Spiritually, we'll stand along one side and let him go.
Paper.
wandered behind they go into the grave of God. And some of them, Brother Charlie, were wanting to get back out there and start doing the things that they used to do. And Paul, he's talking to them now. He did run well. But who did hinder you? Another place in the book, he said, I fear that I was so to cause you labor and pain. Brother Ben, I hate to know that the old men that went ahead of me and laid that thing down and worked with me, Brother Charlie, and encouraged me and got down there when I was down and tried to hold me up. I hate to know they done it in vain, wouldn't you? I'd like to know, thank you, God.
Now he begins to talk, and starting at the 12th verse, it's some people bothering these people about this thing. Starting in the 5th chapter, the 12th verse, I'm going to start at the 12th verse, and make it just as short as I can. Yeah, I would, but they were even cut off with trouble. You do not feel the fellow, and you go through life, and you go about worshiping and serving God, you'll find that everybody is not for it. Everybody is not for the building up of the kingdom of God. Everybody don't want fellowship and peace among God's people, Brother Charlie. Okay. If some people think of God to my sorrow, that it's just like to come in here and just sort of separate the thing. And Paul talking said, I would if they would set off. And I would too, Lincoln. I wish that every time you meet out that God would bless you, that God would honor a service, and you could just get something out of it that would aid it. That next week, you could know that you broke in a way that would it. When I come into that person's presence, I mean how much you could have confidence in him. Then if you are cheerful, you need to fall out of that woman. You'll be enough of it for a better feeling, but it's just the work people can't have meeting together. They can't come into one another's presence and then think of God, we're in trouble. So, young brother.
Now, I don't know why this is interesting. Well, why don't this thing work like it's supposed to?
You talk in a way that would it. When I come into that person's presence, I can't have much use or much confidence in him. Then if you are cheerful, you need to come out of that woman. You'll be enough of it, Brother Freeman, that it's just the work people can't have meeting together. They can't come into one another's presence and then think of God, we're in trouble. So, young brother.
Now, I don't know why I'm listening to you. Well, why don't this thing work like it's supposed to?
That man gets mad. When I get upset and you get mad, there's a possibility we're going to have quite a bit to say about
it. You understand why this thing don't? I don't know why this thing won't pick up and play like it's supposed to. I wonder if something's wrong with it.
No, I don't know what this is.